From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Fidget in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ink was sorting through a stack of dry parchment when the sound first drifted through the open window of the cottage. Tap, tap. He paused, a half-written sheet of character notes dangling from his fingers. The afternoon was quiet, save for the lazy hum of a bumblebee in the lavender bushes. Tap, tap. It wasn't the sharp crack of a dry branch or the heavy thud of a falling pinecone. It was a soft, rhythmic clicking, precise and deliberate. Ink laid his parchment down on the wooden table and followed the sound toward the front porch. At the far corner of the porch, right where the gray floorboards met the peeling green paint of the railing, sat a tiny creature. She was round and covered in sleek gray fur, with ears like small velvet pockets and eyes that caught the light like polished obsidian. She looked a bit like a tidy mouse, though she sat upright with an air of quiet purpose. Before she did anything at all, she raised her right front paw and struck the wood. Tap, tap. Only then did she reach into a small pile of sunflower seeds, select one, and nibble the edge. Tap, tap. She paused, looked out over the overgrown garden, and wiggled her nose. Tap, tap. It happened every few seconds. The gesture was completely natural, as smooth and effortless as breathing.
Ink leaned against the weathered doorframe of the cottage, careful not to make a sound that might startle her. "You tap before you do things," he observed quietly. The tiny gray creature didn't jump at the sound of his voice. Instead, her paw hit the wood. Tap, tap, and then she tilted her head to look up at him. "I do," she said, her voice light and clear. "Always have. Two little taps, then I go." She brushed a stray bit of seed husk from her whiskers. "My name's Fidget. I can't not do it. It's just a thing my paw does. Tap, tap. My friends say they always know it's me coming, even round a corner, because they hear the taps before they see my face." Ink sat down on the top step, pulling his knees up to his chest. He watched her closely, noting the precise way she held each seed. It was fascinating to see how regular it was. Tap, tap, pause. She adjusted her position. Tap, tap, pause. She reached for another seed. "Where did it come from?" Ink asked. "Honestly, I don't know," Fidget said. She cracked a seed shell with a tiny, sharp pop. Tap, tap. "I've done it as long as I can remember. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a worry tap or a thinking tap. It's just mine." She chewed thoughtfully, her small shoulders rising and falling with each quiet breath. "I used to feel a bit silly about it," she admitted, looking down at her paw. "I tried to stop once. I sat on this very porch and held my paw pressed flat against my knee all morning." She shook her head, the memory clearly unpleasant. "I felt like a stranger to myself," she said softly, "like I'd misplaced my own name." "So you let your paw do its thing," Ink said. "I let my paw do its thing," Fidget agreed. "Tap, tap. And here's the funny part. Nobody ever forgets me. Other creatures meet 100 gray mice and mix them all up, but they only ever meet one Fidget." She smiled, her whiskers twitching in the sunlight. Ink felt a sudden quiet click in his chest, like a key turning in a lock. It was the distinct sensation of a puzzle piece falling into place. "That's it," he thought. "That tiny, repeated gesture is how you'd find her in a crowd. It's her signature." Every memorable character needed a physical tell like that. A unique, recurring mannerism made a fictional person feel three-dimensional and alive.
"Fidget," Ink said, leaning forward, "I run a class inside the cottage. We're learning how to build characters that feel like real people." Fidget listened, her paw hovering. Tap, tap. "Right now, my students' characters all blur together," Ink explained. "You can't tell them apart because they all walk and talk exactly the same way." He offered her a warm smile. "Would you come sit with my class? You don't have to perform, just do exactly what you always do." Fidget tilted her head, her dark eyes reflecting the green leaves of the garden. Tap, tap. You want me to come and tap? That's the whole reason I want you, Ink said. Fidget considered this for a moment, her whiskers twitching as she thought. She wiped her paws on her chest, then gave the floorboards one last double tap. Tap, tap. Lead the way, she said.
Inside the cottage, the classroom was filled with the scratch of charcoal on paper. A dozen students sat at long wooden tables, staring at drafts of stories that felt flat and lifeless. The air was thick with the smell of cedar shavings and ink. Ink opened the heavy oak door and gestured for her to enter first. Fidget hopped over the threshold, pausing on the rug. Tap, tap. Several students looked up from their papers, their pencils hovering in midair. Fidget hopped 3 paces forward, onto the bare floorboards. Tap, tap. Every head in the room turned toward the doorway to see what was making the noise. The sound was small, but in the quiet room, it was impossible to ignore. Fidget didn't look embarrassed by the sudden attention of the entire room. She simply walked to the front of the room, climbed up onto Ink's desk, and sat down next to his inkwell. Tap, tap. The lesson had walked in tapping. Class, Ink said, stepping up to the chalkboard. I want you to watch our guest very closely. Don't write anything down, just watch. For the next few minutes, the room was silent, except for Fidget's quiet movements. She groomed her velvet ears with quick, neat strokes of her paw. Tap, tap. She adjusted a stray paperclip on the desk. Tap, tap. She looked out the window at a passing cloud. Tap, tap. The students watched her, their eyes tracking the small gray paw. Now, Ink said, raising a hand. Everyone close your eyes. The students hesitated, then shut their eyes. The classroom went dark and still as a dozen pairs of eyes closed. For a long moment, there was only the sound of the wind rustling the curtains. Then, from the corner of the desk, tap, tap. A soft ripple of amused laughter went through the quiet classroom. Several students smiled, their shoulders relaxing as they recognized the familiar sound. Keep your eyes closed, Ink said, his voice quiet. Who is on my desk? Fidget, a student named Pip called out immediately. How do you know? Ink asked. You can't see her gray fur. You can't see her bright eyes. The taps, Pip said. We heard the taps. Exactly, Ink said. Open your eyes. The students blinked in the warm afternoon light. That is the power of a physical mannerism, Ink said, writing the word on the chalkboard in clear, bold letters. It is a small, repeated habit that belongs to one character and nobody else. He leaned against the edge of his desk, looking at the eager faces. When you write, don't just tell us what a character looks like, Ink said. Give them a physical tell. It should be a little thing their body does without thinking. He gestured to the room. Maybe they always twirl a silver ring when they are nervous, he suggested. Maybe they crack their knuckles or always straighten a crooked picture frame. He paused to let them think about it. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, Ink continued. It just has to be theirs, over and over. Your reader will learn to recognize them in the dark. A student in the back row raised her hand. Won't the reader get tired of hearing about it? Not if you keep it small, Ink replied. A tiny tap here and there is enough. It shouldn't get in the way of the story. It is just a quiet reminder. He looked down at Fidget, who was currently inspecting a wooden ruler. Tap, tap. It's not a distraction, Ink said softly. It's a signature.
The sun had dipped below the tree line by the time the students packed up their notebooks and left the cottage. The evening air grew cool and sweet with the scent of damp earth. Fidget sat on the porch railing with Ink, watching the first fireflies blink in the darkening garden. Tap, tap, went her paw. Soft in the quiet. The sound was soft, almost lost in the chirping of the evening crickets. For years, I thought my tapping was a silly little flaw, Fidget said, her voice barely louder than a whisper. Tap, tap. Something I needed to grow out of. I thought it made me look unfinished. And now? Ink asked. Fidget was quiet for a long moment,
Her paw, true to its nature, kept its gentle rhythm against the railing. Tap, tap.
Now I think it might be the best thing about me, she said softly. A whole room full of children knew me with their eyes shut. They smiled when they heard me coming.
She looked down at her small gray paw, which was already preparing for another tap. She let out a soft, contented sigh that ruffled the fur on her chest.
They weren't annoyed, she whispered. They were just glad I was there.
A warm, settled happiness spread through her, as steady as her own two taps. The very habit she had once tried to hide was the thing that connected her to the world. It was the physical proof of her presence, a quiet announcement of her existence. To everyone who knew her, those two quiet taps simply meant, "Here I am." And she wouldn't have traded that for all the stillness in the world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Fidget. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.